New video tonight showing the aftermath of a Russian attack on a city in northern Ukraine. This is just northwest of Kyiv and suffered widespread destruction of residential buildings after repeated shelling from Russian forces.
Yeah, that's one of the convoys that is on its way to Kyiv, and that's basically letting Kyiv know this is what's coming, which is why the Russians tend to do that, make sure there's no civilians in their rear. Joe Fetterman's been on the ground in Ukraine since this invasion began, reporting for News Nation. You just traveled from Kyiv to western Ukraine. Joe, first of all, tremendous and incredible reporting. We are grateful and proud of you. As an old friend, I'm really, it's incredible to see the work you've done. Give us a sense of, from when we talked 9 days ago, and we thought there's a chance this war was going to be over in 48 hours, what's changed now, and how does the outlook look going forward, big picture, for the Ukrainians holding out?
I think just the strength and scope of the Russian invasion has caught everyone off guard. As you probably know, over 1 million people already have left the country. 1 million people, that's the size of a mid-sized American city like Columbus. Think about that. Columbus, Ohio, just disappearing. So 1 million people have left, flooding over the borders, and they say those numbers could go up to 4 million. In the capital, very quickly, the capital of Kyiv has a siege feel to it. The streets are empty. The only thing you see on the streets are security forces. As you said, we've relocated, and the trip itself, quite treacherous. Roads are filled with checkpoints. The roads are in poor condition, long lines. A trip that should have taken 5 or 6 hours for us ended up taking 29 hours.
Holy cow. There's your team right there. And it's worth noting that behind Joe, who's been doing real yeoman's work, is a cameraman, some engineers, and the rest of the Associated Press crew, who also should deserve our real and sincere thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing coverage there. And we're so glad to see you every time you pop up, that you're safe and still doing this amazing reporting. I want to talk to you about Putin's tactics now that he's shifted to civilian targets. What do you know about that? We're hearing about kindergartens, hospitals, apartment buildings.
It's very chilling. Not surprising. If you look at Russia's military, recent military history, if you look at what happened in Chechnya, and if you look at what happened in Syria, these are Russian targets. When fighting drags on, Russia steps up the attacks and can be very indiscriminate. So what we've seen in other cities so far hasn't reached the capital quite yet, but it's a good indication of what we can expect. And yesterday, there was some move on the diplomatic front. They're during ceasefire talks, the discussions seem to be focusing on the creation of safe corridors. They're not talking about ending the fighting. They're talking about ways for people to evacuate cities. That's an indication that the fighting is going to get heavier before it quiets down.
Yeah, if it does quiet down anytime soon. Joe, we've heard reports that the Ukrainians, especially on the front lines, have been running low on ammunition, specifically the Javelin missiles that the U.S. has sent over and the Stingers that have denied the Russians air superiority. As you've talked to contacts in the Ukrainian military, how confident are they in resupply from the United States? Do they obviously want more, but do they say they're getting enough of what they're asking for?
Yeah, that's the type of thing that they will not talk about. These are deep, deep secrets, classified information, and they don't even want us to talk about simple troop movements. What I can say is that as we made our way across the country, morale was very high. We probably went through about 50 military checkpoints. We lost count. There were so many. Morale everywhere you go is very high. The people are determined to fight, and you see that in the battle zones. The Ukrainian forces are putting up a good fight everywhere. And we also hear the Western allies vowing to continue to import these type of weapons that you mentioned. So the indications, it's impossible to say because this is classified information, but all indications are the Ukrainians are ready to keep on fighting.
And I want to talk to you just about your journey. You mentioned it, how long it took. But the last time I talked to you was almost a week ago. You were sheltered in place. You were under curfew in Kyiv. You're now in Lviv. What was it like to move around the country in the middle of this war?
It was quite chilling. The everything from the roads, you face a choice. You can take main roads that are in areas that are often targeted by the Russians, and you can get stuck in huge, huge lines. We decided to take some back roads. That was equally risky. The roads are in poor condition. Virtually every village you pass through There's sort of a neighborhood watch. They call them the territorial defense, just a gang of men with guns guarding their villages, checking everyone who comes through there. They take your passports, they open your trunk, they go through your baggage sometimes, and they look very on edge. So the mood right now, people are nervous, but once they got, what I can say, once they got to know us, once they saw we were foreign media, they actually were pretty friendly. I think they appreciate the outside attention, they appreciate the outside support, but the situation, very tense, people are bracing and dreading for more fighting.
All right. Well, we are so happy you're safe, and we're so happy to get dispatches from you on the ground there, because it really does tell the story. Thank you.
Great work, Joe.